Matthew's gospel. And certainly we want to recognize all of the wonderful things that David has done to bless us here at Crossroad. Again, we praise the Lord for your service. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, verses 6 through 12. If you're there, say amen. Amen. If you're not there, say hold up. All right, we'll hold up just a few seconds. Matthew 16, verses 6 through 12. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up, neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. You may be seated as we pray. Lord, again, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that we have to open your word and to receive it. I pray that you would give us listening ears, that you would give me clarity of thought and of mind and of voice, that we might share your truth today, and that your people would be fed by your word. We thank you, and we love you. Change us by what we hear. Lord, I pray you change us for the good. In Jesus' name and for his sake. And all the believers said, amen. Amen. Just want to share a thought with you. Don't forget the bread. Don't forget the bread. Now, all of us grew up and we knew how important bread was for our nutrition, for our health, for our strength. We knew that. I grew up in the country where we made these things called biscuits, long before Hardee's made them famous, long before Bojangles and the rest of the food chain line. Mama made biscuits, and it was good eating. You would fill it sometimes with jam, with jelly, or with apples, or whatever you wanted to put in it. That's good eating. I can hear some of you all stomachs growling way up here. It was good food. It was something that we took in. I've learned, though, as we've done research, that whole wheat bread, according to Dr. William Davis, researcher and medical doctor, he says bread might be a risk to you. It has the probability that it could cause overweight if you eat too much. It could cause you to have what we might call a diabetic condition if you eat too much of it. And they've also found that it's highly addictive. Any of y'all like bread? Can't eat without it. But it has been known to cause heart disease and other ailments if it's not taken within reason. Now, Jesus was not talking to us about the natural bread. He was not talking to us about the bread that you would put on a plate, that you would serve, or that you would buy from your local restaurant. Jesus was referring to the teachings and the doctrines that had impacted people that were around the disciples. When he said to them, I want you to be aware of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. I want you to take note that what they give you may not be the bread that you want. Jesus said that. They immediately said to themselves, well, it must be because we have forgotten to take bread with us. We forgot to put that in our lunch when we packed up to leave shore, and now we're going out and we don't have any bread. Matter of fact, the scripture gives you the indication that they kind of had a little argument, a discussion among themselves. You know it was your time to get the bread. Why ain't you get it? So while they were having this discussion, Jesus introduced something to them about doctrine, about teaching, about what goes into your spiritual body, what goes into your mind, what goes into your thought, what goes into the heart. Because out of the heart flows the issues of life. So he talked to them about the bread, and they said, oh, yeah, we forgot to get the bread, and that's why he's bringing this up. And Jesus had to remind them. He had to remind them. Remind them of two things. One, you need to remember that I made the bread when you were in that wilderness situation. I was the one working the miracle. I was there among you bringing this about. But also you need to remember that there are dangerous things that you can take into your life. It's amazing what people believe nowadays. All of the things that come across your news feed or on your phone is not good news. Say this with me. All information is not necessarily good information. So you've got to examine where that bread is coming from. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I don't trust everybody's biscuits. I'm just saying, it might just be me. See, there are things that can be added to the bread. You can have the flour. Did you not know that unless you cook the flour or prepare it at a decent time, it will get rancid? Now, for you country folk, with city folk to know what rancid is, it means it's stale, messed up, took too long to cook it. So you got to be careful that you not only have the bread, but that you utilize the bread. What good is knowledge if you don't use it? And if it's bad knowledge, no matter how you use it, it's always going to leave you in a bad state. You can't expect good to come out of bad. Nowadays, you're hearing everything. You hear something, and then somebody says, no, that's wrong. Then you hear somebody else say something else. Then you got those that are saying, no, that's wrong. And so, I don't know about you, but it leaves you at a place where you're wondering, well, who's right and who's wrong? The political spectrum has gotten to be almost like a tennis match. They just bounce information from one side to the other. And you're saying to yourself, okay, I wonder where this is going. How many of y'all there? You're hearing a lot of teaching. You're hearing a lot of things nowadays. But I'm wondering, are we hearing the truth? Jesus said, you shall what? Know the truth. And the truth will make you free. I believe what the Lord said. Now, I'm going to give you the short answer, but then I'm going to give you the long explanation. How's that? The short answer is, does the bread come from God? If it does not come from God, don't eat it. How's that? Is that good? And you've also got to ask yourself, even if the bread comes from God, am I willing to accept it? You can put the bread, put all the ingredients in it, but if the oven ain't hot, I'm going country on y'all. If you don't have some heat in the oven, if you don't have some preparation in your heart, if you've not said to yourself, I'm willing to receive it, the best bread, the best bread, I'm talking about God's bread, the best doctrine, will go to waste. There are people that they hear the truth, and because they don't like who they're hearing it from, I ain't listening to that. Oh, y'all quiet on me. Y'all done gone shy on me. You done gone shy on me. But Jesus said, you need to recognize the bread. Now, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they were religious groups during that day. The Pharisees were the political quasi-religious leaders, and they sought to take over. They wanted to make sure that everybody was in compliance with them and their system. And so they executed that law among the people of Israel. They were known as those who were the religious elite. The Sadducees, on the other hand, they didn't believe in the resurrection, but they were the priestly group. They were the high priest and all of their household. And so they were much what you might call the Levites of the Old Testament. Now they're in a rulership position, and their motive for getting people to follow their teachings, we want to remain in control. We want to keep our nation. Does that argument sound familiar? You say, well, we don't have Pharisees and Sadducees nowadays. Well, you got politicians. And I'm not saying you shouldn't vote. Lord, that is not what I'm saying. But I'm telling you that if you got a good politician, he ain't gonna stay in office long. I know I'm making folk mad, but I'm telling you, I told you last Sunday, I'm of a different kingdom anyway. I'm on my way to glory. I vote for Jesus every day. But the point that I'm making is be careful. Be very careful what influences your life, because once it gets into your system, now you feel some commitment to it that you've got to make it happen. Be careful with that. And that's all that Jesus was saying in this passage. But he wanted his disciples to know what was influencing your life, which brings me down to your street. What is it that is impacting your life? Where are you getting your news from? Where are you getting your information? But not only that, what kind of outcome is that producing in your life? Because what goes in got to come out. What goes into your mind will find some way of expressing itself. Don't forget your bread. Don't forget where your bread is coming from. There are people, I can tell you, Christians even, that are not living for God. Three sources of bread, and I call what you call bad bread. Amen, bad bread. Some stuff you just can't put in bread. Are y'all still here? It might make it look pretty, but it ain't good. Have you ever read the loaf of bread that you get nowadays and you think that you're getting a wholesome loaf of bread? Read the ingredients. You got all kind of stuff. We add this for color. We add this so it will look nice. We add this so it'll last a long time on the shelf. And we add this. Well, wait a minute. What happened to the bread? You can be what's known as self-indoctrinated. Nobody tell me anything. I do what I want to do, especially some young people that get 3 times 7, they can multiply and get the answer. I'm grown. I can make my own decisions. Go on with your bad self. Self-indoctrinated. Teaching yourself when it may lead you to danger. Granted, there are a whole lot of old folk they may not know all you know. They may not have all the degrees you have, but they got this thing called experience. We've been there. We've done that. And we got the T-shirt. Look at some of the young people just kind of screaming now, you know. I'm just trying to tell you what's real. Self-indoctrinated, teaching yourself and thinking because you Google it, that's the right answer, which brings us to the second source of bad information, influence of others. Influence of others. And what you have to ask yourself is this question: why are they telling me this, and what do they want from me? I hate for people to tell me, oh, it's free. Ain't nothing free. The only thing is free is God's salvation. Amen. You get online, think, oh, this is free. Let me go on and sign up for it. Next thing you know, they've debited your account. But God is an awesome God. He still gives his grace and his mercy. The influence of others has now impacted people to where they don't know right from left. They don't know up from down. They don't know anything. But I'm going to tell you something. Here's the way you come to the truth. You open up your Bible and you ask the Holy Spirit of God, teach me. John chapter 16 says that you've been given the Holy Spirit that he might guide you into all truth. That's why you have the gift of the Holy Spirit.
The third source of bad bread or bad doctrine, not only from self-indoctrination and from the influence of others, but you have Satan who is working his plan. And his whole plan is based on deceptive information. He hasn't changed his game plan since the Garden of Eden. He hasn't changed his game plan. He's updated it now. He's got new resources that he's using, but he's the same devil, and he's up to the same stuff. He wants to control your life if you will allow him. But I tell you something, the good news, the child of God, greater is he that is in you. How many of y'all know that? Than he that is in the world. Let me give you a couple of verses that will help us. Let me give you a couple of things that will help us understand. Now, the disciples had watched Jesus on two occasions work miracles with bread. He'd watched them. Once he fed the 5,000, took two fish and five loaves. Man, I tell the Lord every time I go grocery shopping, you know, now would be a good time to help me out with one of those little small miracles. I got a little small family. I ain't got 5,000. We just got... Groceries have gone sky high. But Jesus worked the miracle, and the disciples looked at it as a passing thought. They forgot who made the bread. They forgot why he made the bread, and they forgot the number of people that this miracle bread fed. Whatever you do at your house, if you ain't the one making the bread, you better praise the one who is. Are y'all still here? Trying to put in a plug for y'all, okay? They forgot the miracle of the 4,000. Jesus, again, had worked a miracle and had taken bread and then multiplied it so that it fed the multitude, and they plain forgot. They forgot what was left over, which by the means, you don't throw away God's miracles. Oh, that's been gone. No. You can remember it every now and then and get a crumb of blessing from what God did yesterday. How many of y'all ever look back and wonder how you made it? And then you thank God that you did make it, that you made it over to see another day. They forgot this, and they forgot to recognize the one who was behind every miracle. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's financial, whether it's a blessing of health, whether it's a blessing of a family member coming to Christ, or whether it's someone getting their life together, every miracle comes from God. The only miracles the devil works is to later on deceive you and to misguide you. It never blesses you. It does not bring you closer to God. But thank God we serve a real Savior. Now, let me tell you a couple of things that you probably did not realize, and I'm getting ready to close the message with this. What the disciples did not realize that Jesus was two things for them. He was two things for them. Number one, he was their source and their supply. They should have known this from their culture. They should have known this from the teaching that they had, because time and again they taught how you ate manna in the wilderness, but the manna did not just appear, God gave it. Whatever you have in your mind today, whatever trouble you run into, whatever issues you have in life, just remember that it's God who gave you the day. It might have trials, it may have ups and downs, it may have some storms, but remember, if God called you to the day, he's going to guide you through the day. Somebody didn't get that. Somebody missed that one on the curve. Amen. If God called you to live today, which you are alive right now, he must have a reason for it. And along with that reason, he has a resource. Whenever I run out of strength, whenever I run out of energy, whenever I run out of enthusiasm, whenever I run out of joy, I know where to get it from. That's why Jesus tried to get them to remember the bread. Remember what you got from me. If I guided you yesterday, what makes you think I'm not going to guide you today? If I kept you yesterday, what makes you think I'm going to forget about you today? You might forget God, but God doesn't forget you. Look at somebody, tell him he's a way maker. Look at somebody else, tell him he's a burden bearer. Look at somebody, no, you're going to break your neck right now. But God can make a way out of no way. And sometimes we run into problems in life and think that he's no longer able or no longer willing to do what he did. But let me tell you something, God does not change. what he did for your mama, what he did for your daddy, what he's done for you. God will move right now. God will take care of things. I don't worry about pandemics or anything else because I know as long as I got Jesus, I got my bread. I'm getting ready to close this argument. I'm getting ready to close here, but you got to remember that whatever you encounter in life, you still got a resource. But then something else. This was an identity issue. You know, you can walk with Jesus for a long time and then kind of forget that he's Jesus. You have this thing, what I call normalizing him, making him like you. All right? And some people say, well, God told me. That's you talking to yourself again. Well, I believe Lord told me. No. That's you, baby. That's you. That's you talking to yourself. Always confirm whatever comes up in your spirit. Always confirm it through this. Always go to your word and reflect on it and say, Lord, I want to thank you for not only keeping me, but thank you for being you. I never want to change God from being God. Even when I'm on the wrong side, all right? I always want him to be God. Now, here's something you need to understand. Here's something you need to... The second thing that they forgot about Jesus, not only was he their resource, the bread maker, but he was the promised one. How many of y'all ever gotten to a place where you wished and you prayed that the world would have a time of complete peace? No more jacked up stuff. Anybody here? I don't know about you, but during this thing, I've cried out to God many times, Lord, when are you going to end all this? When is this mess going to stop? There is a future time that points to no one else but the Messiah. He's already revealed himself as the Messiah. On that great day of the feast, according to John chapter 6 and verse 35, Jesus stood up in that feast and said, I am the bread of life. They knew that he was talking about the promise of God coming to this world. And I want to tell you something. Watch this. You know he's your resource, but he's also the I am. Why would he stop it with I am? In other words, behind that, whatever you need him to be, he's that for you. As a matter of fact, one songwriter said he's all that. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it today. God is your God, not just the God who provides for your needs, but he's the God who reveals himself. And what Israel was waiting for was a coming king who would rule completely, cast down all their enemies, and supply them with bread forevermore. They had eaten the manna in the wilderness, but what they wanted was that bread of the future where it would always sustain them. In other words, they wanted to see the fullness of Christ come into the world and manifest it in such a way that they wouldn't have to suffer no more. Don't you get to the place where you ask yourself, Lord, I want to get to a place where we don't have to get sick anymore. I want to get to a place where we won't have to die anymore. I want to get to a place where we don't have a lack of anything anymore. I want that kingdom to come. Every time you get on your knees and you pray, thy kingdom come, you're praying for Jesus to reveal himself in the fullness of that bread. He's your everything. He's your everything. And they did not remember the bread. So my admonition to you, as you face this week and you face needs and you face situations, don't forget your bread. Three things you need to do before I close here. Number one, show gratitude. Are you grateful? Are you thankful? Do you have a heart of thanksgiving toward God? Do you love him? Or are you just throwing up a prayer and just say, okay, God, fill this order out when you get to it and fill this order out and just give me what I need. No. Look up to him and say, Lord, I thank you. You didn't have to love me. You didn't have to save me. You didn't have to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you've done. Show some gratitude. Then the second thing is don't just get like some people do. They picky eaters. Are y'all still in the building? Nothing can make a cook more angry than for someone to get there and stare over the food or either get back, I don't like this. And I'm going to tell you what my mama did when we got to the place where we were fought and we didn't know what was good for us and we stirred in the food like we didn't eat it. You know what she did? She politely took it off the table. Are y'all still in the building? She took it off the table. Didn't argue, didn't say a word, just took it off the table. And a couple of hours later, are y'all still here? The very stuff you turn your nose up, you got, no, you didn't want it then. Are y'all still in the building? God knows that when you get the bread, you better keep it. And the best place to keep God's bread, put it in your heart. Don't just roll it around in your mind. Put it in your heart. You may not understand it. You may not be able to comprehend all of it, but put it in your heart. Say, Lord, I believe anyway. Can't figure it out, but I know I'm going to need this bread. Now, let me tell you why we needed to consume bread on the farm. Because the next thing you did after you ate, you didn't sit down and put your feet up. Are y'all still here? You had to go out to the fields. You had to milk cows, you had to feed chickens, you had to pick crops, you had to do all this kind of stuff. And if you didn't have any bread, you were going to run out of energy. And what I see now is fainting saints. They're running out of energy. Oh, I'm just so tired. I'm so weary. You ain't ate your bread. But if you grab hold of one of God's bread, if you would just grab hold of a slice of his bread, now it's not Merida bread, all right? Are y'all still here? It's not even Wonder bread, but it's bread that comes out of glory. Let me put it the way my grandma said, he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. So I'm going to ask this final question. Did you remember your bread? Do you remember where it comes from? Have you consumed it and taken it in? Last thing, if the bread is good, you ought to share it with somebody. There are hungry folk in this world. Their philosophy is not working. Buddha ain't working for them no more. Are y'all still here? Amen. Buddha got the virus. Some of y'all missed that. But our God is able. Share your bread. Make sure that you share it. Now, one thing, when you go to a country house, you may not be able to get filet mignon steak. You may not be able to, amen, sit down and partake of what we might call a salad. I eat lots of salads nowadays. But you may not, they might, but one thing they had on that stove was some biscuits. Cooked that morning, but still good that evening. What I'm here to tell you today is that you got some good bread. It never gets stale. Ain't no stuff added to it. It's just the truth, the whole truth, and the truth that sets you free. Always, always, always remember your bread. Let's bow in prayer. I'm not finished preaching, but I got to stop. All y'all here? Father, thank you again for your love and your grace, and help us to remember the bread this week. Help us to show gratitude. Help us to consume it, Lord, to take it all in. But then help us to share the bread with others who are starving. We're in a world now where people are starving. They want to know what's right and what's wrong. And Lord, I pray that you would help them and help us to be your servants to serve this bread. Thank you for the daily bread that you provide. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. In a few minutes, we're going to be sharing what we call the communion. And guess what? It's fed to us as a little wafer of bread and a little cup of juice. And the amazing thing about this is that not that it's natural, but it's supernatural. It's something that God gives to all his believers. And he says, if you remember me and my suffering, and you show forth that, then you'll celebrate my presence until I come again. What great news today. So I'm asking that you prepare your heart. And before we do that, I'm asking if there's anyone who is unsaved, anyone that does not know Christ as Lord and Savior, you can get to know him. Whether you're online, just humble your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I need you to be my God and my Savior. And he will come in and he'll do just that. In Jesus' name, amen.